Now, if you want any mischief, it's got to be a civilian girl. Let me, come through the top of the Gaga handbook here. What do we got? Ooh, here's chapter 514, entitled simply Blind Man's Bluff. You work this scam? All you need is a pair of dark sunglasses and a cane. You drive to a big health club. One of those health clubs that's got everything. Swimming pool, steam room, sauna baths, zillion exercise machines, restaurant, hopefully. Put on the sunglasses, you take your cane, you tap your way through the front door with your gym bag. Because you're really seeing what's going on. You walk into the ladies' locker room. You tap your way in there past all the women in the shower. Women giggling in the steam. You throw your bag down, you sit on the bench, and you start to take your pants off. Well, all these women that are in there are like, my God, wait a minute. Look, he's got sunglasses on with a cane. One of the girls will come up and say, sir, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're in the ladies' locker room. And she leans towards you, not worrying, with her pendulous tatas out in the open, those huge orbs of delicious pleasure swinging. And you're like, what? I mean, the ladies like, oh, God, I've tapped this off a million times. What an idiot I am. I am a total idiot. How humiliating. I must look ridiculous sitting here like this. I got my pants half the way off. He's like, oh, no. It's not your fault. You had a problem. You're looking around through those glare. Tatas, tortoises everywhere. Women suddenly at ease when they realize that you're a challenged individual. She says, you're drooling, sir. He says, part of the injury from the war. Yeah, drool a little. Tell you what, could you... I don't even feel like working out. I just feel like an idiot. I got to apologize to you. Anyway, there's a restaurant here. Would you mind? You're like working out after this? All the women in the place. Hey, there's the imbecile that walked into the ladies' locker room, took his pants down. Jeez. No, I didn't, by the way, I'm Phil Sekulowski.
Oh, so nice to meet you. I'm Zelda Roxoff.
Hi there, Zelda. Let's get a little something. Hell with the diet, too. I'm not, hamburger! Extra trimmings. You sit there. She grabs you by the elbow, leads you out. Next thing you know, you're sitting there talking, swapping stories, making up anything you want under the sun. Hey, you know something, Zelda? Something I haven't done in a long time. Sit behind the wheel of a car. I don't want to do any wacky kind of commercial or anything. You know, that new one that Ray Charles is driving across the desert. I just want to sit there. Hands on the steering wheel. Do you have a car here? I'm so sick and tired of taking the bus. Come on, let's just sit into the wild. Finish that triple martini, Zelda. Come on, let's go outside. Next thing you know, you're sitting behind the wheel of her car. Say, man, oh, man, this is great! God, I used to have a GTO Positive Traction. Man, that thing was hot. Just sitting here like this brings back all those memories. God, I hope you don't mind, Zelda, but I'm a little aroused.
Can I feel your face and see what you look like?
Oh!
All right, I don't feel the top of your head. It'll be fine. Oh, my God. Yes! 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 Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, man, man.
She's like, Phil, why don't you come over to my...
I'd love nothing better than to come to your house. Oh, jeez, I forgot. I'm supposed to get my, I've been 10 visits at the health club now. I'm supposed to get a gift certificate for the 10th. She's like, oh, I'll run in there and get it for you. No sense you tapping your way up there. You just wait here for me. I'll get it for you. You say, don't worry, Zelda. I'll be right here. Imagine her shock and horror as she comes down the steps. There you are, idling in front of the entrance to the club with a big smile.
Zelda, lose the sweatpants. They make your butt look too big.
Keep it right here on the Grease Man Show.